happy 2023, all you sinners and sodomites, and welcome to episode 38 of Bible Stories for Atheists. I'm Josh.
I'm Lynn.
And we are your guides to the wholesome horror stories, literally, literarily, littering the Bible. Except, we're not talking about the Bible today.
Nope.
Not really.
No.
Comes up a couple times.
A little bit, because all religions are just photocopies of each other.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. They're just gradually degrading with every photocopy.
It's just
a copy.
And then sometimes somebody draws something over it and then re-photocopies it. Now it's got a new piece to it.
Yeah. Like Trent Reznor would say, it's a copy of a copy of a copy. It's a good song. Anyway, we're going down a Wikipedia rabbit hole on Yazidiism.
Yes, into a hole. We're going into a hole.
Yeah, we go. It's a tangent episode. Yeah. It's a lot like very structureless and stuff like that. So it's going to be all over the place. You know, the holidays and everything, we decided not to go all out on this episode. We're just talking, basically. It's
spewing bullshit.
This episode's coming out on New Year's Day.
Is it?
Yes, yay. It is. So that's awesome. Hopefully you survived the blizzard. And if you didn't and you're listening to this, sorry, we were wrong about the afterlife. At least you're probably warmer wherever you ended up.
Do you think that this podcast is being played for them in heaven or in hell?
It's definitely in hell. It's probably playing on the speakers in hell.
Torture? We're torture for people? Is that what you're saying?
I think it's that.
Or is it Satan is just like, I like these guys.
Yeah, I think it's that the demons like to listen to
us. Okay. All right. I'm fine with that.
So a couple things I wanted to go over real quick. First of all, a new thing we're going to be trying out. We have a voicemail that you can call into.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, I didn't even tell Lindsay.
Oh my gosh, this is new information even for me.
But you can give us a call. We're going to give this a try and see how this works out.
Okay.
But you can give us a call at 1-616-320-4616. 1-616-320-4616. So leave a voicemail. And if we like it, we'll play it on the show.
Well, I was going to say, like, just know that calling into this voicemail, you are giving us blanket permission to play your voice on our podcast.
Yeah. And I'll probably have something on the outgoing message saying that.
All right. Yeah. Cause I don't want anybody being like, oh, I didn't know you guys were going to play it.
Right.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. So you're definitely going to be giving permission for us to play it. So, and then also we've mentioned it several times throughout this episode, but we've got a subreddit that we set up recently. So subscribe to us on there. It's r/BibleAtheists. And then we also have a contact form on our website, bsfa.cc or BibleStoriesForAtheists.com.
I was going to say BSFA is short for Bible Stories for Atheists.
Right. So with that, strap in, strap on for episode 38, Dog Napping a Fuckusky. Let me try that again.
Try that again, yeah.
So strap in and strap on for episode 48. Nope. Just jumped us ahead 10 episodes. So strap in, strap on for episode 38, Dog Napping a Fuckusky.
Dog napping a Fuckusky.
A Fuckusky.
A Fuckusky. Oh, a Fuckusky.
The other day, I posted a thing on our subreddit, r/BibleAtheists.
Yes.
Like something somebody else had posted. It was a repost thing.
Are you talking about the angel?
Yeah. So, So it was like a screenshot from Twitter. What if the first person that saw an angel was just super high and saw a peacock? And then today I saw this and it's a photo of a peacock. It's a glorious photo of a peacock.
Oh, it's a beautiful creature.
It really is. Like
so many eyes.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I believe that's the
sun.
But I think that's what evolutionarily it's supposed to be on the feathers. It's supposed to be eyes. It's supposed to look like eyes.
Yes. To scare off predators, to make predators think that there are many
creatures.
Creatures?
Yeah.
standing behind this penguin.
Yeah.
Penguin. Peacock.
Well, yeah, but you take away the tail, and it looks like a penguin.
It doesn't.
Especially in this photo. Like a goose. Well, especially in this photo because it's in the winter. Like, yeah. And there's snow and stuff.
A winter peacock.
Yeah. So anyway, and you can totally see what they were saying because we've talked about before on the podcast how angels are actually depicted in the Bible as having like multiple eyes and crazy multiple wings and
right
like really crazy looking creatures. And it's like, oh yeah, you can totally see it. So somebody commented on the original post that this came from that actually there is a religion that does have a peacock angel.
Oh.
And I thought it'd be interesting to do, like, I started looking at it. I started checking out the Wikipedia around it, but I thought it'd be interesting to do like a rabbit hole for us.
Oh, we're just gonna spew rabbit hole onto the microphone.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because
everyone's gonna love it.
Because the holidays, I don't feel like reading the Bible. No. Who does?
Listen. You're lucky you're even getting an episode.
Yeah.
Because Josh did not want to do one. He wanted to skip a week because I was out of town the weekend we normally record. And he was just like, I don't want to work on Jesus's birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
So instead we're working on Jesus.
This isn't how I want to spend my Saturnalia.
But instead, because of this peacock, you should worship the peacock. And I don't mean NBC, although, you know, if you want to, I guess. I,
you know, there's, you at least know NBC exists.
Right. Does it, though? Yeah.
You got to have faith in something, Lindsay.
Do you?
That's what Christians believe.
I have faith in the fact that there is nothing.
I remember, yeah, I remember early on becoming an atheist and the very first people who, like, I expressed any of the thoughts I was having around it to, they were like, well, you have to have faith in something. And like, oh, that's true. That was my gut reaction. Yeah. And it took a little while for me to be like,
No, you don't.
Why do you need, you actually don't have faith in anything else in life is what I realized. Right. You don't really actually have faith. You have trust and you have.
Well, people often say they have faith in humanity.
Yeah. But do they really? Yeah. Do they really? Do they really? And what are they doing based on that faith in humanity? That yeah. Like, how does that affect their decisions right. And stuff like that? Or is it just a general thing? You like
sometimes
hope for the best.
You have faith in humanity and you let a stranger use your phone to text their mom to come get them and they try to steal $500 from you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you have faith in humanity.
Fuck you, Samuel. If I remember right.
I think that was his name. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I did appreciate that he wouldn't use Connor's phone. Like he drew the line of stealing at a child.
Stealing from a child. Stealing yeah. a child.
Right. Stealing from a child.
Yeah.
Instead, he asked for the child's mom.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I will steal from your mother, but I won't steal from you.
Right. Anyway, we went down a whole tangent there, but that's kind of the
rabbit
episode.
Hole episode. Yeah. This is our Alice in Wonderland episode.
Anyway, so yeah, there's this peacock angel. So I looked it up on Wikipedia and I'm going to try and pronounce this.
Oh, fun.
Right. The first time. And they then we'll just kind of go from there.
Okay.
The angel is called Tawisi Malak, but from here on out, we're calling it the Peacock Angel.
Okay.
Because that's actually what
Can
it's
we
called.
Can we just call it, shorten it even further and call it the Cock Angel?
Well, that's a different one.
Oh, okay. The Pea Angel. Also a different
also
one.
Also a different one.
Weirdly enough, not the same guy.
No. This comes from the Yazidi religion.
Yazidi.
It's an ancient religion, apparently even older than Zoroastrianism, which we've talked about previously. That's what the Magi were.
Yes.
The three wise men, supposedly.
Yes, to bring gifts to a baby they've never met.
Yeah.
Not creepy at all.
Following a star, ignoring the fact that that's not how stars work.
Right.
Yes. You can't just follow a star to a specific point.
Not a specific point, just a general direction.
Stars move throughout the night and stuff, right? So, like, how do you follow it to a specific point?
Right.
Unless it's absolutely fixed, then it's not a star.
Right.
You know?
It's something rotating with the Earth.
Right. It's a satellite.
Yeah. Yeah. And they don't think they had those back then.
They didn't yet.
No.
Anyway, The Peacock Angel is one of the central figures of the Yazidi religion. In Yazidi creation stories, before the creation of this world, God created seven divine beings, of whom the Peacock Angel was appointed the leader.
Oh, that's because he's so beautiful.
God assigned all of the world's affairs to these seven divine beings, also often referred to as the seven angels or Heftstir, quote, the seven mysteries. In Yazidi beliefs, there is one God who created seven divine beings, the leader of whom is the Peacock Angel, blah, blah, blah. The Lord of this world, who is responsible for all that happens on this world, both good and bad. Cool passages. So this is Q-E-W-L.
Q-E-W-L.
Yeah, and if I hover over it, it's... Cool. Yeah, it doesn't actually say... I think this is the religious writings.
Cool.
Or Yazidiism.
You know, like back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. Yeah, cool. It really, like, it is a 90s way to spell cool. Cool.
Cool.
Cool passages emphasize the Peacock Angel's power on the earth, in the sky, sea, on the mountains, and their residence. That is, the his power exists in all parts of nature, whether celestial
or terrestrial. So he's the manager of earth. So what do the other ones do? What are the other ones?
Yeah, let's take a look at divine beings.
Yazidis. Okay, I have so many questions already. And because we're going into this rabbit hole style and not Josh did lots of reading ahead of time style, this is going to take a little bit longer. Okay, so the Yazidi religion is that where were they? What people believed in this?
Oh, okay. There we go. Thank you. I like how you started thanking me. yeah. So where does this come from? So yes. It's ancient Iran. It looks like is basically where this came from. So like I said, this is a precursor to Zoroastrianism is what it looks like in here. But it had a resurgence. It looks like from the little bit I did look ahead on this, it looks like there's a resurgence around 1280. So after there was already Islam and stuff like that, there was this resurgence of Yazidiism that showed up. It looks like so people started following that. And there's like a little bit of a mix of the other religions kind of in there too, but mostly they try and keep to these old original beliefs. But you know, even then you start digging into that and you start realizing, oh, there was even older stuff that this is based on,
right?
Because religion is an ever-changing evolutionary organism, just like everything else that we kind of do in humanity. So
right,
from what I saw, it looks like it started around, I want to say like around 2000 BCE. That's when it kind of first started showing up.
So, but in the Bible, shit was already happening then, right?
Kind of. So Moses would have been around, you know, we talked about this when we covered Moses. It kind of depends on how you interpret some stuff in the Bible. It would have been around 1200 BCE though.
Okay.
Like somewhere between 1200 BCE or I think 1100 BCE and 1400 BCE.
Okay.
Is around when Moses would have happened.
So this would have been 600 to 800 years
before that.
Before that, okay. Right. That's not a small chunk of time.
No. this would have predated even the patriarchs of Judaism.
Gotcha.
So this would have been before Abraham supposedly would have existed. Gotcha. And stuff.
Okay.
But not necessarily before the Garden of Eden and all that stuff.
Right. All of that stuff that totally happened.
Right.
Yeah.
So holy figures in Yazidiism.
Yes. Okay.
The Yazidis believe in seven angels considered the emanations of God. These were created by God from his own light before the creation of the world. In this context, they have, so to speak, a part of God in themselves.
So much like Voldemort, God split himself into pieces and put Horcruxes into each one of these creatures.
So if you wanted to kill God,
you have to kill each one of these creatures.
Yeah. No, I guess. Because that's the thing, is God still exists, it sounds like.
Well, but so did Voldemort.
The Yazidi pantheon contains a total of 365 holy figures venerated by the Yazidis, one for each day of the year.
Oh.
Except for leap years. I don't know. It doesn't say that it's one for each day of the year.
Oh, you said I'm just that saying, because you yeah. said how many? 365?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a interesting coincidence if it's not meant to be one right. for every day of the year. So the peacock angel is a benevolent angel and the leader of the archangels who is entrusted to take care of the world after he passed a test and created the cosmos from the cosmic egg.
The cosmic egg?
The cosmic
egg. The peacock egg. Made the cosmos?
Yeah.
The cosmic egg?
The cosmic
Did
egg.
He lay the cosmic egg?
Yeah. What's funny is you click on cosmic egg, and the article is called World Egg. So
egg. Isn't, so there's a theory that the world, that Earth is, I mean, it's right up there with the flat Earth theory, but isn't there a theory
are you talking about the hollow Earth?
No, the Earth is an egg.
Yeah, I mean, that would be right up there with hollow Earth, right? Like yeah. that something else is inside.
Right, a creature.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think that's what this is. We'll see. So the world egg / cosmic egg / mundane egg.
Those are three very different things.
Yeah.
Okay. Cosmic means not of this world.
Right.
Of the cosmos. World egg means world egg. And mundane egg is like what I have for breakfast.
Yeah. And then they have an image here of a snake wrapped around an egg. Like a drawing. This is apparently from 1774. And this is called an Orphic egg. This is a mythological motif found in cosmogonies, anything referring to the origin of the cosmos or the universe, cosmogonies, found in the cosmogonies of many cultures that is present in Proto-Indo-European culture.
Proto-Indo-European culture.
Yeah. Typically, the world egg is a beginning of some sort, and the universe or some primordial being comes into existence by hatching from the egg, sometimes laying in the primordial waters of the earth.
Okay.
Zoroastrians apparently have some belief in this. According to Zoroastrian cosmology, the period of material creation, also to last 3,000 years, began after the treaty when one guy recited the thing prayer.
This is why Josh does research ahead of time.
Yeah. Revealing to another person his ultimate defeat.
Can you not pronounce the names? Is that why you're saying
yeah,
it like that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. His ultimate defeat, causing him to fall back into the darkness in a stupor.
Stupor?
Stupor.
Stupor?
A stupor.
You're just going to stick with stupor? Yeah.
Today we're showing you the stupor. You want to make eggs quick and easy? Use a stupor. For only 5 payments of $19.95.
You too can have a stupor.
A stupor. The Orphic egg in the ancient Greek Orphic tradition is the cosmic egg from which hatched the primordial hermaphroditic deity.
Fuck yeah.
Phanes / Protagonus, variously equated with Zeus, Pan, Eros, etc.
Blah, blah, blah.
Who in turn created the other gods. So apparently Zeus came from a Orphic egg.
I thought Zeus was created by the bigger, what do they call those? The Titans?
I remember, I never really heard what the origin was.
Yeah, I guess.
Behind those. I remember Zeus, I think, was the one who captured the Titans.
Our elderly neighbor has visitors and they have a dog.
Oh, yeah.
The dog is making lots of noise. Let's kill it. Just kidding.
No, I don't think you are.
You know, like in Rent. Do you remember?
When they killed the dog?
Angel kills the dog, remember?
No.
She makes it jump from the, yeah.
I don't remember this at all.
She makes, someone comes to pay her to get rid of their neighbor's yappy dog, and she makes the dog jump from a window.
She
makes the dog commit doggy suicide.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
I have to rewatch Rent.
I kind of just stopped paying attention after 125,600 minutes.
525,000.
Is it? I think you're wrong.
Mm. Just go and
this shoot. Episode is called Fuck Huskies.
Fuck Huskies. Fuck Huskies.
Fuck Huskies.
Fuck Huskies.
Fuck Huskies.
Fuck Huskies. Hey, fuck Huskies.
I am totally a dog person too.
I am not.
But I do not understand Husky. I cannot understand why people buy Huskies. Like, it's stop breeding these fucking dogs.
Well, unless you're having them pull your fucking sled.
Yeah.
In the middle of the winter.
If they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Like, maybe we need to kidnap this dog. Sorry, I'm not advocating for kidnapping dogs.
Dog nap the dog.
Maybe we need to dog nap the dog and have him pull us up the street, and that'll make him happy and shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Oh, I get to pull stuff?
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to shut right the fuck up. Just writing down the title of the episode now.
The Cusky. You have to say it like you're really Italian.
Fuckuski.
Ah, fuckuski.
Like it ends with an I.
Yeah.
Anyway, the ZDQs mention the universe as having originated from a white pearl that existed in pre-eternity. At the beginning of the time prior to the creation, God emerged from the cosmic pearl, which rested on the horns of a bull that stood on the back of a fish.
Whoa. wait. Okay. So there's a fish.
Yeah.
Is that the starting, or is there more after that?
I think that's the starting.
So there's a fish with a bull on its back.
Yeah.
And on the bull in its horns is a pearl.
A cosmic pearl.
And from the pearl came God.
Yeah. So the fish and the bull and the pearl
are both pre-God.
All pre-date God, apparently.
I wonder who made the fish and the bull.
And the pearl.
Well, an oyster made the pearl.
What oyster?
The cosmic oyster. They don't mention the cosmic oyster, Josh.
The cosmic oyster that just shits out gods.
God pearls.
After God and the pearl separated, the universe burst out of the pearl and became visible as waves rippled across from the pearl to form the primeval cosmic ocean.
Primeval?
Yeah. As the pearl burst open, the beginning of the material universe was set into motion. Mibet, meaning love, came into being and was laid as the original foundation. Colors began to form, and red, yellow, and white began to shine from the burst pearl.
Okay. So this fish and this bull were just colorless?
I guess. Yeah, they were probably, I mean. Yeah,
they can't be white because white burst from the pearl.
I know. I was going to say.
So how does anybody even know they were there? Right. I mean, how does anybody know they were there to begin with, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody's just guessing that this shit happened.
I do like the idea of, because I always kind of imagine religions coming from, like, you know, people sitting around a campfire and kids asking questions and adults just being like, here's an answer.
Well, where did God come from?
But, yeah.
Well, there was a pearl.
Yeah.
Well, where was the pearl? Well, there was a bull, and the bull had the pearl in its horns. But there was nothing. What was the bull standing on? I don't know. A fish?
Okay. End of questions. Yeah, that's the world egg.
Okay, the cosmic egg. So the but wait.
Okay, I'm waiting.
That was from the ZD religion, is the pearl.
Yeah,
but it can't be the cosmic egg because Peacock laid the cosmic egg.
No, oh wait. They don't have any more details on like how exactly that works. So I don't know if it's like. It burst open and God came out of the egg or the pearl and then created the seven divine beings, and then maybe...
And then there was maybe, a second egg?
Well, no, and then maybe the angel, the peacock angel, took what took the egg again, you know, like, and from that made the universe, you know, like, it might have been something like that. I don't know. I don't have the cules in front of me.
I like the idea of a second egg.
Oh, yeah.
A peacock-laden egg creating the cosmos. Because it would make sense. Peacocks are fucked up looking. Only an egg laid by a peacock could release the cosmos.
So here's the thing. Female peacocks, I don't think, have those giant tails or anything, do they?
No, they do not.
No.
No.
That's exclusively a male thing.
Yeah, because in almost every other part of the animal kingdom, men are the male creatures are the things that have to make themselves look pretty for a female attraction. For some reason, humans have decided that it needs to be the opposite.
Well, the entire purpose of that, it's not even like pretty, it's to show that they're able to be able to defend themselves well enough to be, you know, very vibrant and everything and still can defend themselves and stuff. And therefore they could defend you, the female,
I guess,
you know, against dangers and stuff. But that's not really a thing with humans anymore.
No, it should be.
I guess.
I am now demanding that you make yourself look pretty for me daily.
Yeah. That'll help me handle bats better.
Oh my God. It might.
So we should just take a little break.
Take a little
stop talking about the world egg and talk about the world bat that ended up in our house the other day.
Weirdly, we don't know how.
Yeah. We have many theories as to how the bat got in.
Yes.
But yeah, the other day, the day before Christmas Eve, we had a bat. It's amazing to me just how silent they are.
Right. So we're sitting here watching a terrible movie, Black Adam.
Yeah.
And Josh looks over and says, "Something's flying around." And I was like, "This bitch is high."
And I'm like, besides that point.
But Frodo hadn't reacted, which I found strange.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine if you saw it, I would imagine he would have seen it.
Or heard it.
So either he was just like, "I don't care," or he didn't see it.
Right.
But then I saw it. We saw it again and again and again and again and again and again.
It's crazy because it wasn't even like that dark in the area it was flying around and stuff, but it's just so silent and fast.
It was crazy.
You just couldn't. It's really hard. But so, yeah, for like, luckily it didn't last super long.
Oh,
we got it taken care of within 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
You know,
Josh managed to get into the room that the bat was flying around in and open the door and the screen door so that it hopefully could fly out on its own, which it did eventually. And then we scurried back into the living room where we stood in the corner.
Yeah.
Josh had a blanket up in front of him that he was just...
And you did too.
...waving at him. Well, it was the blanket I was wearing. You need a defense. The only defense in my mind to a bat is throwing a blanket over it.
Right.
Taking it out of the sky. But really, I was using you as a shield.
Yeah. Now, if you ever do have this happen to you, you should know if you get like... Even if you think you got bit or scratched by one, you need to get a rabies vaccine. I know
rabies
that because
shot,
rabies shot. I know that because I had somebody else I worked with a few years ago went through that and had to get rabies shots, and they're hard to get and stuff. So it's a hassle. Luckily, we never had to.
No,
we never had the risk of that happening.
But, no.
That's what was going through my head the whole time, though, is like, oh fuck, I don't want to have to try and get a rabies shot.
You had, and like, it's several too, isn't it? It's like a series of shots.
I think so. Yeah. I think like you need to take it a few times. Yeah. It's crazy stuff. But, and then on top of that, you know, they're supposed to be,
endangered.
They are endangered. So, yeah. They're supposed to be endangered.
Yeah.
There, yeah. So the
moment
so
this bat carries this little fucking dog off.
Oh my god! No kidding. I don't know if it's getting picked up on the audio, but this dog is just yapping like crazy outside of the window.
It's so loud. Oh, he's howling now. He's out there having a husky fit. There's no way that the mics are not picking that up. It's so loud.
Yeah. Sorry, folks, but this is what happens when, you know,
when you have an elderly neighbor whose family is visiting him for the holiday, which is good.
Yeah.
I would hate for our poor neighbor to be alone for the holidays.
Yeah.
But they brought their asshole dog with them.
Right. And then they just leave it outside, which it's a husky, so it's a snow dog and everything, but still it's like
they didn't give it a lot of
they gave it a very short leash, and they're the kind of people where it's like that's not super surprising.
No.
In the Yazidi religious folk beliefs, the peacock angel is described as eternal and an eternal light. And
is internal and
as eternal and an eternal light.
Oh, okay. So they are eternal and also an eternal light.
Yes. Basically what that's saying. I don't know why you need to differentiate. Like, why isn't it just an eternal light?
Right.
Like, yeah. In Yazidi mythology, when the peacock angel descended to Earth, the seven colors of the rainbow transformed into a seven-colored bird, the peacock, which flied around every corner. I know.
Is that appropriate?
It should be flew. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe in the UK or something.
It could be flied.
They don't really know how to speak English in the UK.
they originated the language.
Explain to me why there's a U in color then. It flew around every part of the earth to bless it, and its last resort was in Lalish, a mountain valley and temple in Chicon. Which is in Iraq.
Mm.
Hence Yazidi mythology, the rainbow is linked to the peacock angel, and it is believed that he shows his blessing with the sign of rainbow.
Oh, so anytime, like how you said that, he shows his blessing with the sign of rainbow. With
the sign of rainbow. Yeah. That's how they wrote it for the Wikipedia article.
So anytime there's a rainbow, if you're a believer in this religion, you're taking that as a blessing from this peacock angel.
Right.
And not a map to the pot of gold left by the leprechaun.
No, that's fine. Like, I kept thinking about Noah and that story, but no, not also. There's a pot of gold that the peacock is in charge of.
That's the blessing. You receive a pot of gold left by a little man in a green outfit.
Yeah. A peacock in a green outfit.
Here we go. Oh my gosh. All right. Peacocks are green sometimes.
They are, yeah.
So perhaps also being mistook for angels for the Christian religion, Irish people are just thought peacocks were leprechauns.
Right.
everything in every religion just leads back to peacocks.
Yeah, yeah. the first Wednesday of Nisan, which is Eastern April, every year is believed to coincide with the peacock angels descending to the earth as light for the renewal of life on earth, adorning of the nature and renewing of the year. Oh, so like basically spring. Right? It's a celebration of spring.
Right.
Therefore, it became a holy day and is the day on which the Yazidi New Year takes place.
Okay. Easter.
Yeah. on the eve of the feast, 365/366 lamps are lit as a symbol of the descending of the peacock angel to earth. This number also corresponds with the number of days in the year.
Oh,
in case you didn't know.
I just have pictures of beautiful peacocks descending from the sky instead of angels. And it sounds prettier to me.
Do not be afraid.
But really, it was the peacock going, brah! Yeah. And that burning bush just makes you see things.
Yeah. When Jesus is baptized and it's not a dove that comes down, it's a peacock.
This is my son with whom I am well pleased.
Yazidi accounts of the creation differ significantly from those of the Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, since they are derived from the ancient Mesopotamian and Indo-Iranian traditions. Therefore, Yazidi cosmology is closer to those of ancient Iranian religions, Yasarianism, and Zoroastrianism. Yazidi people believe that God first created the peacock angel from his own illumination. God ordered the peacock angel to not bow to other beings. Then God created the other archangels and ordered them to bring him dust from the earth and build the body of Adam. So they that's an interesting thing that they kept the concept of Adam. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then God gave life to Adam from his own breath and instructed all archangels to bow to Adam. The archangels obeyed, except for the peacock angel. In answer to God, the peacock angel replied, "How can I submit to another being? I am from your illumination, while Adam is made from dust." Then God praised him and made him the leader of all angels and his deputy on earth. Hence, the Yazidis believe that the peacock angel is the representative of God on the face of the earth. Yazidis argue that the order to bow to Adam was only a test, since if God commands anything, then it must happen. In other words, God could have made him submit to Adam, but gave him the choice as a test. And they believe that their respect and praise for the peacock angel is a way to acknowledge his majestic and sublime nature. The idea is called knowledge of the sublime.
Interesting. Sorry, I'm Googling this as well because I really want to fucking know what the other angels are. If this angel is a peacock,
yeah,
then like, what are the other ones? Are they different animals? So, you know, when you search on Google, you get like the people also ask part of it. And these are the questions that people also have asked. Who is the god of Yazidis? And it says Malak Taus is considered God's alter ego, inseparable from him, capital H-I-M. And to that extent, Yazidism is monotheistic. Yazidis pray to Malak Taus 5 times a day. So very similar to
Islam.
His other name is Shaitan, which is Arabic for devil, and has led the Yazidis being mislabeled as devil worshippers. Interesting. Why do Yazidis not eat lettuce? Is the second question asked. There have been sanctions against salad ever since the elder intoned. Ask a government-issued minder from Mosul, a Muslim, and he mutters about how Yazidis believe that the local romaine houses Lucifer, whom he says they worship. So they refuse to chop the heads off the roots.
I feel like I used that excuse when I was a kid.
I don't want it. There's Satan in the lettuce.
There's Satan in the lettuce.
That may be
the episode title. I don't
know. What I'm learning from reading a lot of the stuff on the internet is like a lot of people fancy themselves writers.
Yeah.
Most of them aren't. This combining of various belief systems known religiously as syncretism was what part of what branded them as heretics among Muslims. While some Yazidi practices resemble those of Islam, refraining from eating pork, for example, many Yazidi practices appear to be unique to the region. Because I feel like I've heard of Yazidi. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like referring to like, I think it's the part of Iran that where the Kurdish people are.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't think they are a huge population. Obviously, most folks over there, I think, are Islam.
Yeah.
Islam.
Are there any Yazidis left? To this day, there are an estimated 360,000 Yazidis living in camps for internally displaced persons in the KRI. Well, a further 90,000 have fled from Iraq since 2014. Currently, there are around 1,800 Iraqi Yazidis in Turkey, 1,500 in Syria, and 1,000 in Greece.
I think that's probably like when we were having that whole war in Iraq, as you might remember. I think I probably heard about the Yazidis quite a bit.
Probably, yeah.
I came across this here on the accusations of alleged devil worship. So it's reiterating the whole thing about the peacock angel refusing to bow to Adam, right?
Okay.
This belief has been linked by some people to the Islamic mythological narrative of Iblis, who also refused to prostrate to Adam, despite God's expressed command to do so. Because of the similarity to the Islamic tradition of Iblis, Muslims and followers of other Abrahamic religions have erroneously associated and identified the peacock angel with their own conception of the unredeemed evil spirit Satan, a misconception which has incited centuries of violent religious persecution of the Yazidis as devil worshippers. Persecution of Yazidis has continued in their home communities within the borders of modern Iraq.
Yazidism is an important Islamic Sufi background. So the Sufi tribe. So are the other six angels just like...
not doing anything?
Random non-imaged things? Because like... I can't find anything.
Yeah.
And it's pissing me off.
Yeah. It's interesting because, like, yeah, it's when you try and look up stuff about non, you know, big three religions, it's really hard to find information.
Can, listen, there's a handful of people who listen to our show. Somebody out there has to know more about this.
There's more than a handful of people, just so you know.
There's a couple handfuls of people.
There's many.
There's a couple God handfuls of people, which I assume are bigger handfuls than human handfuls.
God can hold like at least three cups of flour in a hand.
Right. As opposed to my like half a cup.
Yeah.
Somebody out there has to know the answer to this question, and I'm sure if we Googled enough, we could find it. I'm already tired of doing it. So just go to our subreddit,
yeah,
which is
r/BibleAtheist.
Thank you. And tell us what they are. And if you could draw pictures of them, that would be even better.
unless you're not supposed to. In which case, we don't care.
Yeah. Well, in which case. I don't really want like that sort of backlash.
It's fine. We're not letting people tell us what we can and can't depict.
Okay.
I was just watching a video earlier today. It's from Ready to Harvest, which is a big YouTuber that's really good information on the differences between denominations and stuff like that. And he was talking about Presbyterians, who a conservative branch of Presbyterians, who think it's immoral to depict Jesus. Basically, they've taken this idea of you're not supposed to worship idols and stuff like that to such an extreme that
you shouldn't depict Jesus.
That you can't even depict Jesus because you shouldn't be. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. This dog is a Presbyterian. He didn't even talk about Jesus.
I think this dog is full on Catholic. Actually, with as noisy it's being, it's clearly
an evangelical
Christian. Yes. Yeah.
So anyway, I was thinking it was interesting that we have this branch of Christianity called Presbyterian, like a conservative branch of Presbyterian. Apparently, most Presbyterians, like, they're fine with depicting Jesus as long as it's respectful and you're not idolatrizing.
My sexy that. Six-pack Jesus, they would not enjoy
like
that.
Like Catholics with the crucifix depicting Jesus, or even like a cross isn't even because, you know, people in essence end up worshiping the cross.
It's not even in an essence.
Yeah, but like
I mean, they wear it on their body.
Most Christians will say like, well, you don't worship the cross, you know, it's just a symbol and everything.
Okay.
But that's, you know, but to them, that's their reaction.
Right.
Most Presbyterians probably would be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
We see you like going into your churches with the giant crucifix and like, you're all praying to it and stuff. Yeah.
of the night before.
Yeah.
Where Seth Rogen's character goes to mass.
We did not kill Jesus.
And he's his, if you haven't seen The Night Before, it's Josh and I's favorite Christmas movie. Yeah. And Seth Rogen is in it and he's Jewish and his wife goes to midnight mass.
Yeah.
And it's like they're about to have a baby. So she gifts him a bunch of drugs to spend his last night as like not a dad, just having a party, I guess.
She doesn't know that much about drugs. The proportions of this shit is all off.
And I don't even remember what he had taken, but he ends up at the church and going into the church with her and he sees Jesus on the cross.
Who's that guy?
What guy?
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus Christ. Wait. Is that what they think we did to him?
Yeah.
Can you tell them Jewish?
Yes.
How?
Your fucking sweater.
Just wearing like a sweater with like a Star of David on it.
Yeah.
He throws up.
He pukes in the middle of the church.
Yeah.
Don't throw up. Don't you dare throw up in here. Swallow it like a girl would. Don't throw up on me.
Barfak! Where's the Barfak?
Barfak. He just threw up. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, fuck me. Oh. We did not kill Jesus! We did not do that!
Oh, such a great movie.
It is very macabre sort of thing to be displaying in churches.
Yeah.
And if you go to a Catholic church, a lot of times the stained glass is that sort of like the stages of him like carrying.
Oh, the stations of the cross.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy that that's just how the churches are decorated.
Yeah. With this gore porn.
Yeah. Look at how strong and sacrificey our Jesus is.
Right. Yeah. Going back to what I was saying with Presbyterians, it got me thinking of like, well, yeah, why would we not depict Muhammad?
Right.
You know, because some people are like, oh, you can't do it. Well, like, does that mean like we can't depict Jesus because there's this group of people that like right. think it's, you know, blasphemous to depict Jesus? Like that you just can't let yourself
right.
be controlled by the religious crazies.
I agree. You know? I agree. But also like Charlie Hebdo got bombed.
Yeah.
Because they depicted Muhammad on a cover of.
I think they had a shooting, not bombed. But oh, yes. okay. But, well, but you're.
There was violence that occurred
yeah.
because of what they put in their magazine.
Yeah. But so. Then their immediate next article or next issue after that was depicting Muhammad again.
Was it?
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
It's just scary.
Right.
That they are extremists.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there's more Muslims than there are of any other religion in the world. And 99.9% of them are just normal human beings.
Right.
And not extremists.
Who might feel like it is offensive.
They might be offended.
Yeah, but they're not going to be violent about it.
They're not violent.
So, and that's fair. Mm-hmm. You know, that's totally fair. It's differences of opinions right. and things like that. That's you know, there's nothing to disrespect about that.
No.
Been banned from Nextdoor, Neighbors by Ring, and your local neighborhood association?
Have you ran out of people to listen to your complaints?
Has 911 stopped taking your calls when your Black neighbors threaten you by going to their mailbox?
They're up to something.
We need a new kind of app for people like you who are suffering more than anyone else in the world. We need Victimhood.
Victimhood, a neighborhood app for victims.
Let's say it's July 3rd and you can hear what you're pretty sure are gunshots in the neighborhood. So you do what any responsible adult would do. Demand immediate answers from the city through a post on social media.
On the other apps, you'll get flooded with comments saying, "It's clearly fireworks."
Stop just posting to get attention.
This has nothing to do with the 2020 election. Get off your phone and spend time with your grandkids, Mom.
Victimhood automatically comments from fake accounts with messages of encouragement.
Comments like, "I felt a lot safer before they moved in."
"Jesus will sort them out come Judgment Day."
"Thank God we have a strong-minded woman like you to lead us."
And that's the great thing about Victimhood. You never have to worry about getting banned because no one ever actually sees your posts.
Stop being taken advantage of and get Victimhood for only $29.99 a month.
We'll send you a bright yellow victim bumper sticker and yard sign so all those ungrateful, worthless dregs around you know that you're selflessly keeping them safe.
Use promo code BSFA at checkout to get 10% more comments praising your brave vaccination stance.
Victimhood is only available in the continental United States, the only country to let these people run a major political party. You should read the comment from the subreddit.
Okay. Is there a bow that we need to put on this Yazidi thing? Was that kind of, did we just trail off and decide it's done? We're done talking about it?
I think you just put the bow on.
Did
it. I think you did. I think that was the bow.
Okay.
So yeah, Yazidis, we learned a little bit about it.
We did. And also Peacock's Rock.
Yeah.
I guess is what
and,
we're trying
and
to
the
say.
Fact that there's, what's fascinating to me too is like, that there's multiple religions that have a cosmic egg involved.
That I feel like that could we could get real, real rabbit holey with the cosmic egg.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's got to be like way more stuff to read into on that.
I'm sure there is. Yeah. But then you're getting like beyond Wikipedia and stuff. And
right.
Who wants to go down that road right now?
Yeah. And eventually it's just going to end up in porn. You know it will. You know it will.
Like there's a porn parody of the cosmic egg story.
100%. Somebody has sexualized that in some manner.
Right. Yeah.
It's one of the rules of the internet.
Yeah.
I can't remember the specific rule that it is right now.
I think it's rule 34 or something.
Something like that. Anyway. Okay. So we're all about engaging with our community of listeners.
We just recently set up this subreddit.
Yeah.
As a response to Elon Musk's Twitter. We were like, fuck Twitter. Let's jump over to Reddit. So
I mean,
join us.
Use Twitter if you want. Elon Musk is a fucking troll bag. And so now I'm having to learn Reddit.
Yeah.
Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.
You're
going to be happier.
He got to see me throw a giant fit. I had to download
notifications.
It. Well, no, even having to download it because I would try to go and look at it and it was like, this is unmonitored content. And you can't look at it unless you download their app, which I disagree with. Anyway, so I'm learning Reddit, which I should have learned a long time ago because it is how Josh spends 80% of his day.
I'm not a social media person, but Reddit is it's hard to get
at any given point in the day. I can look over at him and that is what he is doing.
Yeah.
Is being on Reddit.
Yeah.
So we got this one today from this user, Reddit user.
Yeah.
Splashquatch. Splashquatch, which I love. Splashquatch.
Yeah. Splashquatch.
Splashquatch.
Sounds like something you need to get an ointment to clear up.
Well, I got to kiss that splash watch.
Like back in World War II, like you were in the Navy and spent too much time in Vietnam.
You opened Vietnam. Yourself up to this by posting on our Reddit page. Yeah. So I guess this is just a warning to everyone. We may or may not make fun of you.
Right.
And this isn't meant to make fun of you, but that is a
not at all.
That is a funny name.
We loved your comments.
Yes. So. I love the way it started. This was my favorite part is because I started reading it and, you know, it shows you the little snip before you click into it to read the full thing.
Yeah.
And it just starts with, you two are stupid. And I was like, we are stupid, aren't we?
This person gets us.
Yeah, totally. And it's perfect. I want you to learn animation and make a twisted, fucked up VeggieTales.
Which I love that idea.
It's like we take the regular VeggieTales and add like the seedy characters. Like one of them's a banana that keeps unpeeling itself.
I feel like
exposing itself to the VeggieTales.
It's a very underrated movie, I think. But I feel like they kind of did that already with Sausage Party.
No, it's not underrated. It is rated exactly where it should be.
That's probably fair. Yeah.
A sacrilegious comedy power couple.
Oh.
Oh, well, you really know how to kiss ass your way to the top, don't you?
Yeah.
I love the show. My wife and I have the same dynamic of one of us being an apostate with religious trauma and the other being my wife. Who once asked me, why did they put Jesus in a basket?
I love that.
Josh.
I talked to my mom after we read this, and I told her that she cracked up on that too.
Lindsay's commentary and reactions to the insanity of these stories is like hearing an old friend, that voice from the back of my head in Sunday school. Josh, you poor bastard. The shit you have had to read through for all of us sodomites. It's been so interesting learning about the Jehovah's Witnesses from your perspective. I'm an ex-Baptist in the South. Oh,
yeah.
Also, you didn't have to say you were from the South because you used y'all a lot in this.
Which that got us on a whole thing about like, do you, when you're in the South and you type out you all, does it autocorrect to just y'all?
Please answer these questions in the comments.
Yeah.
I'm an ex-Baptist in the South. I never knew a JW and just heard my mom say, oh, they're crazy. They think Jesus and Satan are brothers. And I've never even checked if that's true. So let's stop here because we had to extrapolate this out on why somebody would believe that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my thought was that Jehovah's Witnesses believe that Jesus is not the Son of God, but one of the angels.
Yeah.
Specifically Michael.
So they would still, just totally being technical on this, they would still call him the Son of God. Probably like that would be like a title. It's a title.
Okay.
His, right.
So that,
but you're right. He's not like some, he's not, they don't believe in the Trinity. Okay. Right? They believe God is one thing.
Okay.
And everything like that. So they believe that Jesus was not God. They believe that he was, and you started saying this, the Archangel Michael.
Right.
Yeah.
But they still believe in like the nativity shit. Like he was born to Mary and all that stuff.
Yes. All that stuff is still.
And they still refer to him as the Son of God.
And they do. Yeah.
But he's an angel.
But he's an angel.
Which makes angels children of God.
In a way. Yeah.
And Satan is an angel.
Yeah.
Thus making Jesus and Satan brothers.
Yeah, that's the only way I can see that you would tie that together.
You can extrapolate. I mean, that's what people do in religion anyway, right?
No, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not say that's the case? I really, like, there's really no good reason. That being said, I did give my mom a call and I asked her because she actually grew up in the Witnesses and stuff. I asked her if that's anything she's ever heard. And then she's never heard that before. She was like, you can quote me on that.
So quote Jill, Josh's mom. I've never heard that before.
Right. So it's not like a thing in Jehovah's Witnesses, right, but I can see where somebody would get that logical.
If they, leap, yeah, you know? If they, or somebody just said one day to Splash Squatch's mother.
Yeah.
Did you know? Jehovah's believe that Satan and Jesus are brothers.
Yeah.
I look forward to the show every 2 weeks. And that second week, I'd pay six bushels of barley for y'all to go weekly. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm not sorry. You said y'all. You typed it out.
It's going to cause a Southern accent.
It will. And according to Splash Squatch, six bushels of barley equals three temple abortions.
Yes.
So I'm glad that math is out there.
Yeah.
Thank you for making the show. I'm very excited to watch it continue to grow and for this subreddit. From now on, and we're very excited about this part, I will try and provide ex-Baptist commentary on each episode. I've heard y'all.
Lindsay's really hung up on the y'all thing.
Oh, I love it. Discuss multiple points, which Baptists have different and equally insane apologetics for. So we're very excited about this part.
Yes.
Please, everybody, if you have a different perspective based on how you grew up in whatever religion you grew up in, please share it.
Right.
Because, again, we're coming from a very Josh's background, Jehovah's Witness, also very Christian, but like Western Michigan Christian,
right?
Which I feel like is even different than like Christianity in other parts of the country.
Definitely different than Southern Baptist Christian.
Definitely, you know? For sure. And I have a little bit of Catholicism, a little bit of Mennonite.
Yeah.
A little bit of just mainstream Christian, but all of that is coming from like
mostly just atheist.
Yeah, mostly just atheist.
You never really believed in him.
No.
Yeah. So, but I love that. Like, I really loved when I'm assuming that Splash Crotch.
No, Splash Squatch.
Splash.
Like
Splash
Squatch.
Yeah. Not Splash Squatch. Sorry. I'm assuming Splash Squatch is a man, but who knows? Could be a woman who is
has
married,
a wife. Yes. You're making gender stereotypes. Yes. Assuming it's a man.
Yes. Oh, I love what he said, they said, about the wife saying why did they put Jesus in a basket? Because that is absolutely something you would have said
100%
when we started this podcast.
Yeah. You know? Now, to be fair, I did know it was Moses that was in the basket.
Did you, though?
I did. I did.
But would you?
I did know that.
Yeah.
Because I know, only because I know the Jesus story pretty solidly.
Yeah. Right.
From, you know, general media.
Yeah.
Really. And being partially Catholic.
What was it? Oh, yeah. When we got started, it was the burning bush that was really throwing you.
Yeah. Well, I had a lot of questions about all of that in general.
Right.
But there have been things that I've said to you that you, and this is even outside of the podcast, like we've been sitting in the living room and I've said something to you and you have started laughing at me.
Yeah.
And I get mad because I'm like, why would I even know that?
Right.
You're being a religious elitist right now by assuming that everybody knows this.
Yeah.
So Splash Squatch, I definitely am right there with your wife.
Yeah. But no, we love that comment. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for
we love people out. Telling us that we're awesome. Yes. Because we also have giant egos.
Uh-huh.
Totally. This will
but
get us.
They're never really big enough. So we're constantly looking for more to
feed
those.
I was gonna say this will last us maybe about a day or two. So give us more. Yep. We need more.
Yep.
And we'll return the favor by telling you how awesome you are on the podcast.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Thanks, Splash Quatch.
Yeah. So you're trying not to say Splash Crotch now, too.
I'm trying not to say Sasquatch.
Oh.
Also, please explain to me what this name means.
Splash Quatch.
Splash Quatch.
It sounds like it could have been a ride, a slide at like a water park.
Like one of those water parks that's like outside a hotel. Like not like a Six Flags.
Yeah.
Like a Wild Bill's rodeo splash park right next to the Motel
rodeo,
6.
Wait. A rodeo splash park
with
a Splash Quatch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
None of it ever makes sense.
No, I guess not. Yeah. You know those cowboys and their Sasquatch stories.
You didn't read that part of American history?
No. I must have missed that.
Yeah. I mean, in Pelston, is in all of our books. Even our math
books. Doesn't surprise me at all if Sasquatch shows up quite a bit, even in math books.
In biology class, we had a whole chapter on the biology of the Sasquatch.
Right.
Yeah. We even dissected Sasquatch poop.
Dissected it?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say like Sasquatch feet.
Oh, no, poop. Yeah. Like you do with the owl pellets.
It was actually just your science teacher's own feces.
Probably. Yeah, probably. He eats a lot of berries. He didn't dissect poop in biology.
Okay.
Just owl pellets.
That's owl poo?
No, owl pellets?
Yeah.
No, owls eat whole animals and their stomachs can't digest the bones. So they get coated in this stuff and they hack them up much like cats hack up hairballs.
Oh.
And then these little pellets. And when you crack them open, they have like bones and stuff inside of them.
I've never heard of this.
It's very cool.
Isn't God amazing?
Oh, so cool. To create a creature that can eat an animal whole but can't digest all of it. It makes so much sense.
How can you not believe in intelligent design? With that, They all lived miserably ever after.
Thank you so much for checking out our podcast. Help us share the good news by sending this to a friend or leaving a review to help others find us. And if you want to support us with a donation, you can do that on our website at bsfa.cc.
Just in time for the dog to stop fucking barking.
Right? There's no intelligent design there.
No.